It pained me to walk away from that. And I still think about it every day. Wonder what you could have done differently. And I think that's become a catalyst for how I've approached this new match. Nothing's perfect, number one. Number two, everything in life worth anything takes a little bit of hard work.
Everyone enters a mentoring relationship with the best of intentions and expectation. The mentor or big, the child or little, the parent, guardian, or caregiver, and the match support specialist. Despite everyone's effort, the match is sometimes a challenge and things don't work out. How do you keep those experiences from derailing your commitment to mentoring? I'm Abby Fisher, your host for the Big Ideas podcast from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. This podcast series focuses on the practical ways that mentors and the families of youth build strong relationships. This episode focuses on the experiences of Rick Fambro, a mentor through my own agency, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Ohio and Columbus. We'll start by letting Rick tell you how he got started with his first match.
I actually became involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters through work. The little was a really, really cool kid. All three kids were part of the program, and it was difficult to really earn trust and to break into a situation where everything that you did was being evaluated, even by the little, but also the brothers and sister, you know, in the situation. Mom is trying hard to raise these kids, and she's in a challenging situation where resources and assistance is limited. As we got further and further along, it was difficult to get my little and mom to sync up where we could make the calendars work. It got to the point where I finally just talked to Christy and I said, hey, look, I said, you know, I want to be engaged in this program. And the last thing I want to do is quit on my little.
It's easy to imagine mentoring as a series of fun, meaningful moments with your mentee or little. And yes, that's part of it, but it can also take a lot of work. As Rick began to realize this, he also began to rely upon a great support, his match support specialist.
Christy Rink was my match support specialist. And I think without her guidance and reassurance and her pouring into a very uncertain situation, I don't know that I would still be with the program. I was feeling like a failure. I knew there had to be so many things I was jacking up or not doing right that, you know, I was getting down on myself. And because I'm a perfectionist, part of the issue is my level of perfectionism, and that plays into how you approach things. Christy would tell me, hey, don't forget, it's not going to be perfect. So don't have lofty expectations. Take little bites of the apple and count the positives that happen as victorious, and you build off of those pieces. So this week, you may just send them a text and say, hey, can we do X? Can we set a date for next week where, you know, we can do X, Y, or Z? Or do you have ideas about what you want to do and give them some control?
Your match support specialist can coach you as a mentor. They often have a number of suggestions and insights that can help you based on their past experience. They also are directly connected to the family.
Once we determined that there were some rough edges that didn't seem to be smoothing out, she increased that communication and that contact based upon how comfortable I was sharing and talking to her as often as twice a week if we needed to. She noticed that there was a great deal of family bonding there and that the trust amongst this family was so tight that unless I was able to connect on a different level with mom, I wouldn't ever really get to connect personally with my little.
They can even push you and support you to do things outside of your comfort zone and grow as a person. In this case, after trying other suggestions to connect with mom, Christy suggested having an open and honest conversation.
We did have a conversation, my mom and I did. It centered around, hey, look, you know, I want this to work. And I just don't feel like I'm getting the support for this to be successful.
Since the match relationship really requires the family and the mentor to work together, sometimes matches just don't work. No party is to blame. Sometimes things don't work out despite everyone's best efforts. And this can be challenging for everyone, including mentees and mentors. Rick has definitely struggled.
You know, growing up in the inner city myself, I've always had a heart for trying to work extra hard. And I'm hardest on myself because I still think about what have, could have, should have. So I'm not going to really even try to convince you that I've recovered from that because, you know, those are scars, regardless of how you do it. Telling myself that, you know, you've got to be comfortable that you did everything that you could do and tried creative ways and tried to use all of the expertise of Christy and others involved in Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And they know what works and they've seen the challenges. They've seen also the successes. So being able to take the advice and the counsel of the professionals and the experts and trying to weave that into what is a day-to-day relationship with a person that you are not familiar with, you know, the odds of that being successful may not be great anyway. So I tried to justify in my own mind, well, maybe it just wasn't meant to be, you know. And the truth of the matter is, I don't like failure. And to me, that's a failure. And it's a failure on a lot of levels for a young man who needs someone to invest in him. His mom is doing all she can that I can identify with. Growing up in a single parent household with my mom, how invested she was in making sure that we weren't going to be statistics. If anything, I'm trying to justify in my mind what I can do better this time around. You know, not focus on what didn't go right, but focus on the things that went well and try to make sure that that's part of the playbook in my match today.
Rick's first experience as a mentor really challenged him to grow. He and his match support specialist expected the best from him and this match. They worked together to stretch him to try new things and really develop trust with his littles family. And he's taken time to reflect on the relationships and the mistakes and setbacks he experienced.
If I had it to do over again, I'd do some things differently in the way that I attempted to build a trust with them. And I think that the thing that I would do differently is just really, really slow down and take it easy, you know, and count the little things as victories. I was so worried about the perfection side of it. I missed opportunities to take something that I just glossed over and do something positive with it.
After reflecting, Rick decided to try again with a new match and continue to learn and grow.
I took the same approach with this match as I did with the other one, but I even increased my communication with moms so that they know what's going on. Because if both or all is to work, you know, them being involved in helping me navigate is critically important.
Thanks, Rick, for sharing your experiences of how a difficult relationship with a family and mentoring challenged you to grow and helped to shape a subsequent mentoring relationship. And thanks to all of you, our listeners, for all you do to build relationships with littles and their families. Remember that your match support specialist is available to support you in strengthening your relationship with your little and their family. Big Ideas was created as a partnership between Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, and Search Institute. For more information, visit www.bbbs.org.